sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to this special episode of Knockout Radio. You're not on the wrong day. It is not Wednesday. It is Friday, and the reason you're listening to us right now is because we are broadcasting a special broadcast this week from Super Bowl 56 out in L.A. Randy Harris and Leslie Lacey are on site at Media Row, so let's patch in and see what's going on over on the left coast.
We are coming to you live from the Los Angeles Convention Center. Matt, just let me know if the signal's coming okay, because it sounded pretty bad. I don't know if we need to change our internet cord or not. Is it coming in okay?
It's a little foggy, a little staticky, but it's okay. I think it's better than it has been in the past.
Well, that's because it's a limited appearances right now. We have seen a couple people, but I have an issue.
Okay.
I have an issue, well, with many parts of the team out here in Los Angeles. but I'm going to start with the person to my right.
Who is that? This guy here?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
No, not Les Cooper. So, Matt, listen to me. So, we work an incredible deal with the Hyatt House in Anaheim.
Okay.
We have a couple room, really, a couple suites. You know, we're living, you know, like kings until the queen shows up. And real briefly, tell everybody basically as much as you can about where you're staying.
Well, it's
not who owns it, just where you stay.
It's just this little place up in Bel Air. And if you've ever seen The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, well, that basically looks like a little tiny outhouse compared to what I'm staying at.
Wow.
And look, hey man, I got first world problems with this. I got 1% problems, man, because I went in there. First of all, I just want to say, you can't leave anything around in a room because you're not going to find it for 20 minutes. Like, if you have to have a GPS. I lost my purse. Okay, I put my purse down. I couldn't remember which room I put it into. And it's just me and the house manager there. And it seriously took me 20 minutes to find my purse. I feel like I got to leave little earrings as breadcrumbs, you know, whenever I set something down.
So Leslie has to top where we're staying at the Hyatt House. Now she takes it to a whole new level, Matt.
Okay.
And I hope this bothers you as much as it bothers me that I think it's going to bother you. Okay. So we're very proud to have a pizza guy as part of our show, right?
Right.
You know, he invented the pizza diet. He pretended to ride a bike, it's a conspiracy that you rode a bike from St. Pete to New York City.
You mean I acted? I acted. I not pretended. It's acting.
You acted, okay. You acted as a bodybuilder. Now listen to this crap she's about to tell us. Where do you hear this one?
Well, I mean, you know, I just...
She has to top our pizza guy.
I just, you know, have you ever heard of Domino's?
I have heard of Domino's.
You've heard of Domino's. So that just happens to be, you know, the CEO's place that I'm staying at.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And which is kind of cool because Domino's was my very first job. It was.
Delivering Domino's?
Delivering Domino's pizza back when I was like 16, 17 years old. And I have to say, it was one of my favorite jobs. There's like no stress. You get in the car, you put on the radio. You know, you listen to sports, you listen to music, you take the pizza, you go deliver it, and look now, isn't it? Things come full circle sometimes.
Matt, you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, you can work at the pizza shop. You're like, Leslie, what are you doing Friday and Saturday nights?
Exactly. She can do deliveries for Tournament de Pizza.
I tell you what, man, I had to, the first couple nights, I couldn't even find my room again.
Oh, here, we're back to this again.
Yeah, I couldn't even find my room. What I had to end up doing, I went into the wrong rooms. And unfortunately, like, you know, it's just me there. So I went in there, And it's the wrong room, the wrong room. So what I'm trying to figure out now is I got to look at the paintings, like the original paintings on the wall, and then that's how I remember how to get back to my location.
So maybe delivery is not your best suit. Like, you know, we need you to find the address with the pizza. But you have an amazing radio voice. You could be a cashier. You could answer phones on a Friday night for me. But speaking of, all week long, we've been talking about celebrities on Media Row and athletes. But I think we haven't spent enough time talking about Leslie Lacy and your career. You know, your radio show Hooters on the Radio. I personally think Hooters missed out a golden opportunity by not offering delivery service during the pandemic called Knockers. I don't know why they didn't do that. But you have a huge presence, like a huge, you know, of history in Tampa market and on the airwaves, and we haven't even talked about it.
It's Friday. Look, you know, she leaves in hour. You don't have to kiss up anymore.
I'm not giving you any free pizza, man. You're not getting any free pizza. You know, and one of the best parts about this was when the Australian house manager came up and says, you know, I don't know how to put in petrol into the thing. And I'm like, petrol? And I'm like, okay, she means gas. And so she asked me. She's making
a spaghetti pasta.
She asked me to drive her to get into these vehicles, okay, and drive her down to the petrol. Because she drives on the other side of the road in Australia, right? 10 minutes to figure out the Escalade. Guys, the new Escalade. And plus, if you don't do something correctly, it gives you directions on the screen, and it will vibrate your seat. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like that really hot, strict teacher you used to have that you get kind of excited to be reprimanded by, you know? That's what it is.
It's crazy.
I can't even get it into park. I can't even, like, figure out how to back it up. It takes 10 minutes to get down there.
Before I run down the upcoming schedule, and we do have LeGarrette Blount showing up here momentarily. I need somebody smarter than me to explain something, which would be probably every single person here on Rodeo Road. Last night they announced the Hall of Fame for whatever year this is, 2022. Explain to me first how somebody, and you know my bitch already, you know, Matt, I can't stand when somebody gets elected into the Hall of Fame after 7, 8, 9, 32 years. Their stats do not change. We'll get to all of that shortly. Rondae Barber gets screwed again. My problem with Rondae Barber getting screwed again, one, I think as a Tampa media person who saw every single play, every single game that he played, I believe Rondae Barber deserves it. But Lerone Butler gets in from the Green Bay Packers. Listen to these three stats, Matthew, and please explain this to me.
Okay.
Butler, 38 interceptions. Rondae Barber, 47. Butler, 20 and a half sacks. Barber, 28 sacks. Forced fumbles. Butler came strong with 13. Rondae Barber, 15. Tell me how Butler gets in and Barber doesn't. And I don't want to necessarily blame anybody in particular. I don't want to start a war with a guy that already dislikes me, but is it maybe fall on the guy who goes up and does the whole presentation? How is Rondae Barber not in the Hall of Fame by now?
I completely agree with you. You know, what I tend to think is they're afraid that they've waited so long that we're going to forget about these old school people. And I just feel like either they need to increase the amount of people that can get in, or, you know, you got to just let it go.
I think what you need to do, and this is my opinion, it'll never change, you need to limit the amount of years you're eligible. So, A, these guys that either do deserve or don't deserve aren't sitting there 15 years, 18 years, 9 years, come back on the...
Like baseball.
The alumni. Yeah, exactly. Tony Boselli obviously deserves it. You know, I know that he deserves it. He deserved it years ago. And to me, it's just mind-boggling, and I know it's a little homer in me, which is shocking for anybody who knows, because that's not me. You know, I don't play the home card. I think it's whoever it is, it is. But Rondae Barber was convinced and happy that he didn't make it year one because he wanted to go in year two, which was 2020, which was his number. He thought it would be cool. I'm sure he wanted to go in 19.
Yeah,
but he sold himself as you know, I was speaking to his wife in 20, and he's like, no, Rondi really thinks this will be cooler going in 2020. Yeah. He's number 20. Now he's not going in before 23, and it's just upsetting. It's upsetting. Explain it to me, Matt.
It's just a popularity contest. That's all it is.
Yeah, no, I agree there.
Well, but Rondé's really popular. I think that, you know, maybe they're going to be afraid or, you know, because I don't know. Maybe they're feeling bad for the Packers. I don't know.
I don't know if it's that, but what some people have brought up is that maybe they don't want to put too many players from that team, from the 0-2 team in. Look how long, and I thought Rondé should have gone in before John. That's me personally. Hmm. But, you know, you have two. Now you have the third. You know, you would have had four from the same team, the same era, but the same Super Bowl team. Maybe it's that. And I'm going to give a tease.
Maybe because he's still so relevant. You know, being a broadcaster, maybe that's it.
I think maybe so many people go to the barbers that, you know, they just, you know, the hair salons, the barbers, and it didn't work. I may or may not talk about something that I heard about yesterday and the possibility of the return of number 12 next year. I may touch it. I may not.
Do you think that Rondé doesn't get in because people just think that he's Tiki and they just like confuse him?
No, just me. Just me. So you want me to tell the story again? Is that what you want me to do?
Go ahead, please.
I will tell the story. Let's try to stay on schedule. Let's hit this break. I'll try to tell the story, and then we'll wait for LeGarrette Blount. Coming to you live from Radio Row. I almost called it the Rodeo Road again. From Radio Row here in Los Angeles, the final day as we prepare for the Super Bowl on Sunday. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House in Anaheim, and of course, Odd Sock Official. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania 2. It's a grudge match as Mike Perry takes on Julian Lane. Also, Luis Palomino defends his title against the hard-hitting Martin Smash Brown. And Christine Faria knuckles up with Bret Hart for the second time. This time, it's for the first ever women's flyweight title. Plus, Chad Mendez makes his highly anticipated debut against BKFC vet Fames. Saturday, February 19th, only on Bare Knuckle TV. Download it at BKFC.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Are listening to Knockout Radio on this Friday afternoon as Randy and Leslie are in L.A. at Media Row for upcoming Super Bowl 56. And look, guys, the last time the Rams won a Super Bowl, they were actually located in another city. In St. Louis. So what's the fanfare out there like? Is there a home base? Are there a lot of Ram fans in L.A.?
You know, I got to be honest with you. Pretty much we've spent all of our time on Radio Row. Really haven't walked around much. We've gone to L.A. Live twice now. It was the biggest commotion, in my opinion, that happened since we've been here on Tuesday was when we brought Chuck Liddell yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Montana's been here. Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith didn't get the pop, I think it's called.
I was actually shocked. I have to say, yeah, no doubt. I mean, he had a consistent amount of gawking. It's always fun to watch dudes gawk at dudes, okay? And that's what was happening with Chuck Liddell. Like you said, Joe Montana right there, everybody kind of looking around. But when Liddell was walking around, people were jumping out to try to get a picture, try to get his autograph. I mean, he had an entourage.
Let me jump in real quick. It's not just people. LeGarrette Blount, who's due here momentarily, took a picture with him.
Yeah.
Two of the guests that was supposed to come on, and we went long because of Chuck, took pictures with Chuck. Players, NFL players were taking pictures with Chuck Liddell.
Pat McAfee, and he's got one of the hottest podcasts in America. He jumps down. He's like, hey, man, my name's Pat. You're a legend. Then he leaves. He just wanted to tell him that.
Well, and the reason that happened, I don't know how much you saw. So as we started to walk out after I blew yesterday, you know, we had two more interviews and I forgot. And I'm leaving and the UFC's walking in, I don't know, the bantamweight champion who knocked out Amanda Nunes. I forgot that we were going to talk to her. So we're going to talk to her today. Luckily, the UFC got cool. Adam Hunter. I've been calling Adam Hunter for a month. Don't forget to come. Don't forget to come. Don't forget to come.
Funny guy, Adam.
I forgot. So instead, I said, I'll tell you what. Come with us. I'll pay for lunch. Like he can't afford it.
Yeah. That's when I jumped in, so I got a free lunch, too. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, everybody did. But that's okay. But I won't go into other stuff, which was very cool. It was a very, very cool thing. But back to your original question, I don't see it. You know, we're going to possibly, if time permits, we'll run over to what's the experience called? The NFL experience. We may check that out. But seriously, I don't see it. I don't see it. Do you?
No, he's just so
No, I'm not talking about Chuck. I'm just saying, do you see the excitement that it's the Super Bowl? Cincinnati and the Rams and...
Okay, well, I'm gonna talk about when I used to live here. First of all, the Rams left. Nobody liked the Rams, and everything was all about the Raiders. Okay, so it was difficult to find Ram fans. Everybody bagged on the Rams because a long time ago, they were really, really bad. And then they went to St. Louis. Of course, Kurt Warner, that incredible experience that they had with him. And I feel like now people have come back, because then you had the San Diego thing going on. It's been so weird in L.A. For a long period, there was no football team, and then USC was like the professional team in essence because they were winning.
I can't wait until you tell Caleb that, you know, USC was the premier.
I'm excited. Hey, man, that's my alma mater.
The beauty is you won't be at lunch with him tomorrow in Houston.
No, I won't. So
I get it. But no, Matt. I don't see it. I really don't.
I feel like there's a vibe here. I think it's going to be really good for the NFL in Los Angeles to have the Rams win. I think they really need to win to really kick in that fan base because, you know, they were just so bad for so long and people just got off of the bandwagon. And then the weird football thing, you know, without the stadium, without the team. Then they had the Raiders and the Rams, and they had nobody. And then the whole weird San Diego thing. So it's important for the city to grasp on to football again, to professional football, and the Rams really need to win. I think it'll be great. And I think it's a little bit more, but I think they're kind of sitting back and waiting.
Go, you know, Cincinnati.
I mean?
Go Cincinnati.
Didn't USC
pay their players? So they're pretty much a pro team. I mean, she's right.
Do we always have to talk about the scandals at USC? You know?
Well,
there's scandals everywhere.
There's a lot of them at USC.
Because we're a glamour school.
No, is that what it is?
It is. We're a glamour school. Well, we've got swag. That's why we make the news.
Well, on the last break, Reggie Bush, you know, said, you're listening to Knockout Radio. I think he gave his Heisman back, didn't he?
Well, he didn't give it back. They took it back. But, you know, when Leslie said they have swag, yeah, they took it from stores and allegedly.
Apparently, you don't have to be a rower to get a rowing scholarship. You know, you don't really have to play the sport to get some of these scholarships if your parents are rich and famous.
Matt, did you check by any chance, because obviously we were here working, the weigh-ins that went down in Houston today, I believe one of the fighters was 12 pounds.
I did not see that, no. I didn't watch it.
That's a lot of gas.
Well, obviously the fight will be canceled. You know, I can't imagine that they're going to let, you know, they'll let him a couple pounds over.
That's just
but they're certainly not going to let him 12 pounds.
It's so unprofessional. I mean, you have one job. It's ludicrous that you can't
you
make your weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's the biggest disgrace. You know, it's awful. And it affects, you know, more than just, you know, Mr. or Miss Fatty, whoever it was. But, you know, it affects the opponent. It affects the card. It affects the timing of the card.
Your bets.
It would cancel the bets.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you had the duel or Quinella's or whatever, it'll affect that. Most importantly, it'll affect the mood of none other than Dana White.
Yeah.
You know, if he's not happy because somebody, you know, came as Mr. or Mrs. McFatty.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely could, you know, affect all of that. So, you know, who knows? All right, scheduled on the program. We are going to speak at 12:15, Josh Coddington, who is the Director of Communications for the Arizona Office of Tourism. In other words, Leslie, I'm already working on next year's Super Bowl. I'm already working on next year's
Randy,
Radio Row.
You're focused, man. You are focused.
I am.
You're a forward thinker.
So
A whole year ahead.
So we're going to talk to Josh. We're going to talk to Juliana Alpena. I was going to make a joke out of it that Sean White's a failure. You know, I heard the thing, and I mean it jokingly. He's, you know, obviously, and you know where I stand with the word legend. Matt, he's a legend.
He is.
But he took fourth. He didn't even get
the
medal.
Look, listen, I got a problem with this.
I know he's 49, but still.
Listen to me. Listen, people want you to retire. They want you to leave.
Oh, they've been wanting me to retire, yes.
not you. But, you know, they want you to go out on your high. when you're in your peak. You know, I hate that because you've still got it in you. That's why I want Tom Brady to come back. That's why I love Dan Marino. Dan Marino, through and through and through, and his last game was one of his worst games ever. He got annihilated. He got killed, and he was done. They had to pretty much scrape him off the field with his peg knees and his metal legs and everything and pull him out of there, and he was still fighting, and I love it. He was done.
Did he still have the restaurant on Central Avenue when they pulled him off the field like that?
Probably. They took him right to the restaurant, and he had some.
I would ask you that, but you probably wouldn't remember anything. The only play that I remember of Dan Marino's entire career is the fake spike.
Oh, beautiful.
It's the only thing I can recall of him ever doing.
And run it into the end zone.
Well, no, he threw the pass. He faked, the spike because they were to stop the clock, and he faked the spike so everybody stopped.
Right.
And then he came back and he threw the touchdown pass.
Yeah, for some reason, my memory had him running it in, but I knew, it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Dan Marino ran? I didn't even think
it
that
was like,
I didn't even think that was possible.
Probably more of a hop.
Let's hit a break. We're going to recycle? Not recycle. Go back in time? No, I'm not Back to the Future. We're going to do something similar when we return. From,
I can't wait.
From Radio Row.
I can't wait to recycle. We are in L.A. Yeah. They're the recycling capital.
It's not necessarily recycling.
Reduce, replay.
It's not a replay because it'll be live. I got to figure it out, and maybe I will by the time we come back. Coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radios. Turn up.
Back coming to you live from Radio Row, last day here in Los Angeles as we get ready for Super Bowl. Well, you get ready for Super Bowl. I get ready to board a plane for Houston and tomorrow night's UFC. But matters at hand, let's welcome back to the program your champion, your UFC champion, Juliana Pena. Juliana, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. How has life changed, if it has at all, since the 11th?
So I will say that my phone is a bit busier, but the biggest noticeable change is that they're flying me first class everywhere. And I got to say, it's nice to get treated like a human up there in first class. I could get used to that.
That is definitely awesome. What I want to talk to you about is I'm at all the press conferences, and, you know, I talk to a lot of people and a lot of fighters, too. Do you talk yourself into confidence? Do you this? Do you that? And I'm going to be honest with you. I want to tell you this, and I'm being honest, and people know me throughout Knockout Radio. I changed my pick at that press conference. You forced me to pick you in that fight. I knew that you meant what you said.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I can tell you that the confidence is not a facade. It's not something that I just pulled out of a hat. It's mat time. It's time and dedication, training 2-3 times a day for well over a year. That's what gives me the confidence to know that I can get in there with anybody that they put in front of me. I don't care who it is. I know what I've done. I know how hard I've been working, and I know that hard work pays off. So I was ready to go. I had never been more ready in my entire life.
And you showed it. No, you did. And sometimes you can see it looks kind of fake. It looks kind of pushed. Talk about actors, and I tell my wife, I don't know if you watch Blue Bloods, you know, the New York Police. All right. So Tom Selleck, a great actor, you can tell he's acting.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg doesn't look like he's acting. It looks like it's real.
Yes.
And that's what I took from you at that press conference.
Yeah. You know, like I said, when you put in that time and that dedication, they could literally put, you know, Hercules across the octagon from you. You're going to give Hercules the biggest fight of your life. And so I think that once again, that mat time that I put in gave me all the confidence in the world. I couldn't fake it if I tried.
Was that fight week the same as every other fight week, or did you feel different that week?
I would say that it was pretty much the same. And that's the thing. You can't let these moments be bigger than what they are. You know, it's almost like all of this is fake. All of this is all fake. And what's real is the fist fight. And that's the only thing that's real. After the fist fight, you go back to the real world. You go back to your family. You go back to your friends. And that's the real that's the real stuff. The rest of it's for show. You can't let the bright lights and all that show get into your head or play into your head at all. You just have to focus on the fist fight itself. And you cannot lose focus on the fight. The second that you're losing focus from the fight is the second that it all goes away.
And it's funny you say that, because one of my favorite questions to ask you fighters, the craziest, strangest thing that's happened in the middle of a fight, and a lot of it is when they do lose that and they kind of hear something in the crowd, or what is the strangest thing to happen in the middle of a fight?
The strangest thing to happen in the middle of a fight for me was not in the UFC, but it was definitely when my shorts were too big and they were pulling off and the referee had to help me put my pants back up. That was definitely it for me.
What was going through your mind from the walk out to the octagon? Now the fight started, round one's over. Walk me through that 7 minutes.
Again, not to let that moment be bigger than me, myself. And so not to let that play into my head. And it was just all ready to go. Just somebody let me off my leash. I'm ready. Like, I had prepared so much. I just needed somebody to say when. And I was ready to go. And I was going to, you know, come hell or high water, I was coming out of there the champ. I didn't know how. I didn't know when. But I knew that, you know, if I had to kick and scratch and pull, I was going to do whatever I had to do to walk away with that belt. And I'm going to continue to do whatever I have to do in order to retain it.
Thoughts about returning to the Ultimate Fighter?
So I'm there. I'm returning. We are day 3 tomorrow of filming. Yeah. Today, all the fighters are taking their promotional pictures and getting all those photos taken. But we are here. I am coaching the season 30 of The Ultimate Fighter. I'm so stoked and happy to be able to give back to this new crop and this new generation of fighters coming up into this division, and to guide them, to mentor them, and to let them know what worked for me, what didn't work for me, and just to be that sounding board to let them know that, you know, you're in a safe space. And if I can help in any way, I'm excited to do that for them. And just, you know, it's all coming full circle for me. I'm excited to get this season 30 underway.
And that's what I was going to ask. What can you take from your appearance on The Ultimate Fighter as a fighter and bring it in as a coach and, you know, with your coaching staff?
I won the show. I was the first female to win The Ultimate Fighter, and to be able to bring it full circle and to have that knowledge of the tournament style format and to be able to help them and know what they can expect is something that I think is very exciting for me, because I've been there, I've done it. And so if I can give them any sort of tips and tricks and tidbits, that's what I want to do. And I already know that I did. I told them all, get to the house and get your room first. And I know from the producer's standpoint, they said it was a melee when they opened up those doors and they got to go inside that house. It was absolute chaos. So I was like, I probably had something to do with that. But it's important. You got to get a good room.
Sure. As you're walking around Radio Row here at the Super Bowl, are you looking for Michael Chiesa?
Oh, no, I'm not. Is he here?
No, I don't know.
I'm not looking for Mike. It's actually a bit overwhelming. I didn't know that there was this much media coverage on the Super Bowl. I'm not surprised, but I'm just trying to figure out who do I got to talk to get this type of media coverage to the UFC. That's what I want to know.
Let me be honest with you. This is not a normal Radio Row.
Oh, it's like bigger than it's ever been?
No, this is smaller than it's.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Now, last year was brutal because of COVID. So there was like four of us.
Okay.
But typically, this is a Monday.
Oh, wow.
On Thursday and Friday of a normal real world, this is wall to wall.
And I can't even believe it. And they said this is day four. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys must be exhausted.
Well, and the UFC kind of took this system.
Yeah.
And that's when it became what you do, we do now, yeah, when we cover you, because this was never what the UFC did up until the last couple of years because of Radio Row.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. It's fantastic to see it. My eyes got as big as plates when I walked in here, and it's just such an exciting thing to be a part of this. It's honestly, it's an honor, and I'm so excited to be here.
Let me ask you this real quick, and I know we only have another couple of minutes. Can you watch an MMA fight as a fan? Or as you're watching as a fan, do you turn into work mode and trying to pick things up?
So I commentate for Combate Global, and I'm honestly always have my my commentating or I would say judging eye on watching fights. But there's other times where I watch fights as a fan, and it gets a little sometimes. I'm literally like half the, like, I do this for a living, but there's definitely a fan inside of me that I just love to watch fights. I could talk about MMA all day long, and it's something that, being at fights, I love calling fights. If it's MMA related and if it's related, I'm all about it.
I would say when you were a young girl, you're still a young girl, especially at my age, who were some of the MMA fighters that you watched and liked, looked up to? Followed.
Sure. Fedor Emelianenko was definitely one of them. Fedor is one of my, he is my favorite fighter of all time, and I really enjoy everything Fedor related. That's definitely one that I can name right off the top of my head. And there's so many others, but you know, Sakuraba is another one. I love Sakuraba. I thought I was going to have the first ever win by straight arm lock, and I was pulling the Sakuraba in my fight with the man. But those are just a few. I enjoy the Gracie brothers, or the Gracie family. I love Hickson Gracie. I think that Hickson was such a phenom and such a freak in his heyday. And of course, Hoyer's, my jiu-jitsu instructor, is belt under Hickson Gracie, my head coach. And so the Gracie family, if it wasn't for the Gracie family, for me. So
me as well. Yeah. I was here earlier, so we all owe the Gracies a lot.
That's right.
All right, kind of off the wall question. You can invite four people, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be gym people. Like, who would you like to just kind of sit down and, you know, kind of talk to? Or
the Stewart. I love her. I think she's awesome. Let's see, Stewart. Donald Trump would be awesome. I would like to pick Donald's brain.
Sure.
I would like Michael Jackson. I would like to see Michael Jackson. And let's see, who's another? Beyonce.
That's an interesting, interesting four. Do you like picking fights? Like, can I ask you about Saturday? I'm not a big, I don't like doing it. And I remember Kenny Florian used to give me garbage about it.
Yeah.
You don't like to pick. And I go, you don't understand, when you know the fighters, it's not just media related. When you know and you happen to pick against them.
Yeah.
If I ever picked against Eve Edwards or Chuck Liddell or Matt Hughes, but some people don't mind it. I like not doing it. I don't know where you stand.
I'm the same exact way. Like, it, honestly, if I don't know them, then it's easier for me to pick. And if I wasn't, you know, just MMA world, then it wouldn't matter so much. But especially now as a champion, people are literally tuned into like everything that I'm saying. And so it's hard for me to against anybody because I want to be friends with everybody and I want everyone to be, you know, happy with me and not, you know, have a reason to not like me. And so I know that I'm not going to gain all the fans, but I will say that it's hard for me to pick against, let's say, for example, Israel Adesanya and Robert Whittaker because I just am such a fan of both of them. And so for me, I'm like, fans win on that. May the best man win. And I wish them both all the success and make sure that they have a fight where they can both remain healthy and safe. And so that's my wish. And same with the heavyweights. I know that Derek Lewis is a friend of mine, and I know that Tuivasa is a great fighter as well. So I would definitely say fans win on both of those matchups.
Was there anything that could ever allow you to take a shoey or do a shoey or whatever the shoey?
No, and I'll tell you why. I don't drink beer. I'm not a beer drinker. I mean, I know that I will drink a beer. Don't get me wrong. But like, if I'm going to drink, because I don't drink often, but if I'm going to do it, I need the hard stuff. I need the liquor. I need the alcohol. I need the stuff that's going to get me drunk the fastest. If we're doing it, we're doing it. You know, I don't want to have to pound 10 beers to feel the buzz, you know? So I don't think I could ever do a shoey, no.
Good stuff. Thank you very much for stopping by. Looking forward to watching the upcoming Ultimate Fighter and the rematch when you get back in the octagon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Randy. It's always a pleasure.
We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong of some gear, well as a box of socks from Odd Sock Official. They're really pretty cool socks. So that's again, awesome. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Thank
you, guys. Thank you.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live during the special week of covering the Super Bowl 56 out in L.A. Randy and Leslie are on site at Media Row. And let's catch back up with them after that interview with Juliana. I wanted to talk to her about a shoey. It looks like Laura Senko from the UFC and Daniel Cormier just did a shoey, but they did them in a brand new sneaker. Like the sole was still white. Like there was no use to it. So I think an official shoey has to be like used shoe or footwear. Do you agree or disagree, Randy?
We'll talk about that in a few minutes. You know, we'll get more back into that interview with Juliana. But right now, I want to welcome back BJ and Michael Smith. Sierra Delta, we spoke to you yesterday a little bit, and Chuck gave me that look. I said, okay, we'll cut the interview short.
Right.
He really didn't. But, no. But I wanted to get you back on for numerous reasons. And I just recently found out that the game, I think the game that I played at in Tampa
it is.
Was the game you got traded.
Did we have to mention that? Did I'm a completely able-bodied player on the team, you know, with amputees, and I was so bad, I was traded. They just went and pushed me over to the celebrity status. I was no longer, I was in the celebrity. Who trades in recreational? Okay, I mean,
military people that want to win.
Exactly. Right. I did that in the middle of a golf tournament. The group in front of us had a young lady who was phenomenal. And I was just telling you about Steve Monroe, and I'm going to hook him up with you in your
absolutely.
Event. This young lady was almost as good as Steve, and Steve is world class.
Well, when you play in a golf tournament, as you guys know, there's certain holes that the female gets to hit a whole lot closer.
Uh-huh.
I kicked a guy off my team in the middle of the tournament to bring the girl onto our team.
Oh, yeah. That's so that throw, man. You got to win at all costs.
That is exactly. So again, let's go back in time. We talked yesterday. Talk about Sierra Delta again.
So it's a wellness program for all vets, and we focus on training all types of dogs to build better relationships between the veteran and the dog, and helps the veteran increase building better relationships in their life. And it's a community, and it's a wellness program.
Yeah.
And one of the events that we put on is this flag football game that we've been doing. It was normally known as the Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team.
Right.
We're rebranding to the Stars and Stripes Tribute Flag Football.
Oh, so I can get a new jersey. Yeah. So I can get a new jersey.
Absolutely. And,
you see where I'm all about.
That's right. Our sponsor, North American Motor Car, which does some amazing cars. They do all kind of custom cars. They allowed us to put this game on. They believe in what we're doing, what we're working towards. And so it's a bunch of veterans from the Sierra Delta program that are working to not only increase their wellness, but working to make their life buddy better too. All these dogs that some of them come from shelters, some of them they get from breeders. Some of them are medical assistance service dogs like Mike's here, but that's only about 0.5% of us need that. The rest of us just need a life buddy, and more importantly, we need a community.
Right.
So Sierra Delta is based on four key elements: empowerment, purpose, innovation, and community. It spells EPIC. We're helping these veterans create their own EPIC life to move forward.
Mike, let me ask you, how important is the dog? How important it is to your everyday life?
I was just explaining to somebody a minute ago. It's really kind of crazy because I didn't grow up with animals at all. And when getting Zeus, I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I've been around other service members that had, a service dog, but like he's become like it's a commitment, you know what I'm saying? We have a relationship, you know. He depends on me like I depend on him, you know what I mean? And I mean, because of my profession, I'm a Paralympic triathlete, so I train every bit of 8 to 10 hours a day. And so the mornings that I don't want to get up to run or work out or whatever the case is, like, he knows my routine. It's kind of like it's loyalty, right?
Sure.
Like, and the one thing about the service dog, and especially with my pup, is the loyalty and the commitment is unmeasured. I mean, they're gonna love you and treat you like the world no matter what kind of person you are. You could be a dirtbag, they don't know.
Right.
They just love
right.
you for being you, you know what I mean? So that's been really important to me.
No judgment.
Yeah, no judgment.
No judgment.
Right?
Love.
And that's what we're trying to show the world. Like, we can get back to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
through animals.
Through animals, yeah. Right. We could get back to that. And I think just bringing him here and watching people interact with him and how people receive him is, like, people have stressed out days here, as I'm sure you guys know. You talk to deaf
several. Yeah, you saw what's gone through
yeah,
the last 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, right. So several different personalities come through.
Sure.
I had a young lady who literally fell asleep on the floor with him. Like an hour ago, she was knocked out, and when she got up, she was like, "I just needed that."
Right.
And you know what I mean? We were
that's so sweet.
Yeah, we were in Texas. Me and him had just moved back to Texas, and this guy asked me, "Could he pet Zeus?" And he did, and he pet him for like 5-10 minutes. He was crying, and then he told me Zeus saved his life that day because he was thinking about committing
really?
Suicide.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. But it's the affection. The endearment, it's all that stuff that a pup
there's an
brings.
Energy exchange too.
Oh, yeah.
There really is.
It's a reestablishment fire team.
Yeah.
It's the psychology that I think it's behind. That's what we had in the military, right?
Yeah.
You always had your battle buddy, you always had your fire team, your squad, your platoon. We're reestablishing the fire team and building a relationship with a dog because, like you said, it's pure love. There's no drama.
Acceptance and no judgment. That's
so
really
we start there and then allow them to build up. But we can do that with every dog. It doesn't have to be a service dog like this. Loki does that for me, too. And he's just as well behaved. We go to restaurants and stuff that allow dogs, and he lays down there. But I don't need him to be everywhere. Like Mike, some veterans do and some veterans don't. What we're trying to do is make sure that the veterans get to drive the bus on what type of dog they want to go on this journey with.
Right.
And what type of training it's going to take. We want to include, like, frisbee tossing, obstacle course running, you know, scent detection. Hey, Bass Pro Shop, why don't you sponsor our sport division of Sierra Delta? And we'll get vets hunting dogs and get them out there finding shrooms and sheds. What if we got veterans trained to find scent detection with their dogs that are at home, that are pets? And when a kid or somebody goes missing, they can rally up and help the local police find them. It gives them purpose again. There's a lot we can teach them on the app that they can teach the dog. And then we use professional trainers in their area to help polish that stone and really build a community out.
Before I ask the serious question, when you said that they're well-behaved in restaurants, you know, the three of us went to a restaurant in Anaheim. Can we also send some children there to learn how to behave in restaurants as well?
No, this is dogs only.
No, dogs only. Because we would really like some of the children to behave as well. So what is the biggest thing that you guys are looking for? Is it the dogs? Is it the veterans? Is it the money to get the dogs to the veterans?
Money's important, and I hate that's the way it is in a nonprofit world, but we are literally, we did 1,000 vets last year. That equals the total output of all the other service dog academies in the country. That's not a bad thing. It's just they are doing the Ferraris. We can help with Ferraris too, but we're really focused on the F-150s and the Camrys, man. We want to get people really engaged. And everybody that has a service dog currently can join. Every veteran that has a dog can just join and then figure out what it is. There's no rush.
And how do they join?
They go to SierraDelta.com and go veterans, click here, and then you just go right through it. It's a whole automated process. And then once you're in, then we have people that you can talk to, or there's resources there. Again, this is an empowerment program. This is a wellness program.
And all vets can join.
All vets can join, right? And listen.
Even Coast Guard?
Even Coast Guard. Space Force. We have a couple of Space Force veterans already.
You just have to go through
already. But the thing is that we're the best trainers. We're the best. We were in the military. There's the American public has already invested billions of dollars in our professional development. We can train our own dogs, too. We should take that leadership role. And then we want to layer over community service. Now we got you your dog. You're getting better out in life. You're engaging again. Now we want you to engage with the community. We'll give you points for what you do in your community. And then we can bring them to, like, this flag football game that we have, the Stars and Stripes game. And or there's golf outings that happen all over the country, especially if they're doing them for Sierra Delta. We can send the vets there as a reward. Hey, great job. You and your family get a night in a hotel. We'll pay for your gas and go down
Very
there.
Cool.
We got to build that, though. So we need partnerships. So Bradley Pinion, your starting punter in Tampa Bay, all season long, his punts for pups. Every time he punted one inside the 20, Get Joy, a new dog food company, gave $500 to start a vet that already had a rescue dog on his basic training. And then Bradley and his wife donated $200 each for a veteran to go and adopt a dog from the shelter to be their life buddy.
Have you ever gone to the Pet Expo in Orlando?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I go yearly. So I was going to say, if you haven't, I'll get you down there.
Many partners there. Blue Buffalo is a corporate sponsor too. North American Motor Car, we need sponsors. We're trying to make corporations come in and they can be a part of this solution. Again, all vets, all types of dogs, and let's have some fun.
Before we run out of time, talk to me about your training and where people can watch you or help support you.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, my Instagram is probably the best place. Right. It's Michael Dream Chaser Smith. Just chasing the dream, just trying to be a better version of myself every single day. The ultimate goal is, you know, just
and
recently.
Your big race is coming.
Yeah, so I have a race. First race of the season is here in March that I just made the start list for. So just always grinding, you know what I mean? This. Trying to get to the Olympics is way tougher than anything I've ever done in the military. And I served for 24 years. I just retired. So for me that's how tough it is. I legit have to sacrifice everything and everybody around me to get to where I want to go.
What's the toughest part about training for a triathlon?
The consistency. It's not a team sport. So you only going to get out of it what you put into it. So it's the consistency that's the toughest part. It's an everyday grind. I mean, I've been here since Monday, and me and my dog, we're out running, and I do strength and conditioning, and my coach doesn't waver, and we're on it. Like, there's a goal. There's an ultimate goal. So even when I'm out of town, I take my bike, or, you know, I definitely have my running shoes.
Tell them what Zeus did this morning, even though you didn't want to go for a run.
Oh, yeah. We were out last night, and, he knows what my routine is, and he knew that we were supposed to go run, so he grabbed his stuff, and we had to get out on the road.
Hey, Mike. Matt, I know you got a question.
So Mike, I own Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. It's a triathlon-themed pizzeria. It's all about celebrating excellence. We had the honor of cooking for Israel Del Toro and his entire team, and I'm honored to do the same thing for you and your squad if you ever make it to the Tampa Bay area. And Randy can get you the contact after this break.
That would be
we'll
great.
We'll hook you up with that.
Yeah, that would be great.
We'll actually be in Tampa coming up, because our very first shelter that we're going to onboard to our digital platform is going to be the Pet Resource Center right there in Tampa. So Sierra Delta is already in Tampa. We're making our way through. And thank you for this, man. We cannot wait to taste that pizza.
Well, we'll definitely set it all up. BJ, Mike, thank you very much. We're involved. Leslie and I will be involved. Anything you need, we're there for you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys, and thank you, Tampa.
All right, let's go hit the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington. Now